Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos is our first Futurity final on Sunday, May 10th. It's the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a cast of undefeated juveniles, led by fastest qualifier Contentious, plus the unbeaten Monday Dynasty, Cyber Eyes, and Jack A. 10 top two-year-olds will face off in the kindergarten final, plus night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four and the traditional pick six. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick six pool on April 19th was nearly 140,000. And racing fans, make your reservations today for kindergarten night or for any of our daytime simulcast programs. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Great tables are still available. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. Don't miss our first Quarter Horse Futurity Final, the kindergarten on Sunday, May 10th.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jurz, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Boy, what a day for racing yesterday. How about Friday at Churchill Downs, record-setting handle, Kentucky Oaks Day. Just an incredible week of racing under the twin spires, no question about it. So much to talk about. Cherie DeVoe becomes the first female ever to saddle a winner of the Kentucky Derby. Golden Tempo, a huge long shot under anything but a long shot jock, Jose Ortiz, who won the Kentucky Oaks just on Friday. And that was aboard Always a Runner for Chad Brown. Jose Ortiz had 5 wins on Friday, and he got his first ever Kentucky Derby win in his 11th try with Golden Tempo, again, trained by Cherie DeVoe. And it's just an amazing thing. The weather suspect earlier in the week, yesterday, overcast and a look chilly, but really idyllic conditions for racing. There's so much positive stuff to talk about. And there's unfortunately some negative that we're going to cover because some of the negativity is actually trumping the accomplishment of Cherie DeVoe becoming the first female trainer to ever win the Derby. I found a quote last night. I think it was at Breitbart News from Cherie DeVoe quoting Cherie. Now this is well in advance of the Derby. I think this is a quote from last summer at Saratoga.
She said, in the summer of 2017, I was kind of at a crossroads in life. And David, her husband, David and Gordo, eventual husband, David told me that I owed it to myself to at least try. He had the faith in me, and he saw what I didn't see, and he believed it. Again, this is the decision to go full bore with a training career. Cherie DeVoe, she's just become a tour de force, no question. And you can see a lot more big horses, big owners coming to her, having won yesterday's Kentucky Derby, the 152nd running of the Run for the Roses. Let's get up to Las Vegas, Nevada, and check into a very, very busy and I would imagine fatigued Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. How are you feeling?
Good, Mike. How are you? I'm toast. That's how I'm feeling. We started like 4 days ago and finally stopped last night. And we culminated it with a terrific dinner with Bob Ike, Bruce Finkelstein, and his wife, Faith.
Great.
We had a great time. Ralph Sirocco. It was really a terrific time. Results not so good, but the company and everything else was great. And people showed up, Mike, yesterday in the ballroom upstairs. They had over 1,000 seats.
At the South Point. Yeah.
At the South Point. The place was packed. There's a racetrack last week that had 1,100 people at it for the attendance. And we had over 1,100 in the ballroom last night. So it was terrific.
Well, and John, you know, part of what made yesterday as a marathon was the fact that for the first time ever, Churchill made the decision on Friday to run the Kentucky Oaks way late. The results were magnificent, and you can go ahead and lock it down. That's what they're going to do into the future. Oaks Day handle $89 million. That was up 18% over the previous year. And that was on the race itself, the Kentucky Oaks. $24 million handle on Oaks Day at Churchill. That was up 24% over the previous year. The not so good was that Derby Day itself handle was off about 3% from last year. But boy, when you put it all together, I think they're going to go forward, keep going with that late post on Oaks Day.
Well, I don't know how much I would really put into the handle, Mike. You know, when you have CAW involved, and I'm sure we're going to talk about it, that's adding all kinds of money into the handle. Yesterday, they added all these new concocted bets, odd and even. I mean, I don't know what they needed all that stuff for, but they did, and I guess that helps increase handle. And it is what it is. Listen, it was a terrific 2 days of racing, and congratulations to Cherie DeVoe. You know, she worked many years for Chad Brown as her husband. His assistant, then she went out on her own, and obviously she's had major success.
And I mean, she is what a force, along with her husband, David and Gordo, who has become a superstar bloodstock agent. His dad was a guy that I knew pretty well. Jerry and Gordo was a jockey agent here primarily in California for many, many years. Had his greatest success with a young Patrick Valenzuela. They won the Derby in Preakness with Sunday Silence back in 1989. Jerry passed, and David's mother, Dorothy and Gordo, later married John Sheriffs, who I neglected to mention last week. Congratulations posthumously. John finally getting into the Hall of Fame, along with Christophe Clement, richly deserved. But anyway, David and Gordo himself grew up in the Arcadia area, really sharp guy. He and Cherie DeVoe, the results speak for themselves. Let's talk about the way the race was run, John. I'm happy for Cherie and Jose Ortiz and the connections, the Phipps family with Golden Tempo. But I'll tell you what, I think Renegade was unlucky to lose. My opinion, I thought Renegade was probably the best horse yesterday, all things considered. He broke clean, and then, I mean, he got a ton of pressure. He was on the rail and got shuffled way back. Now, you know, he made a great run. He ended up getting beat a neck. The two brothers came down right on the money, Jose and Irad Ortiz. But, John, I really thought Renegade ran too good to lose.
He really did. And I have an interesting question that I still can't get an answer for, Mike. And maybe you could answer it, but I don't understand this. When you have scratches in the body of the race, there were two late scratches. Why not move them out?
Move them out. Yeah.
Out to the three post.
Yeah.
We know it's a disadvantage breaking from the rail.
We do that here. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's what they should do everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the biggest race of the year. Why not make it an even playing field? I'm not saying it would have made a difference because you're still inside, but it certainly, I think, personally, would have made a major difference. Why not go out two stalls as opposed to... It just doesn't make any sense. This is the biggest race of the year. Why not make it an even playing field? Everyone knows once you draw the rail, you're basically dead for the most part. It's just such a hard thing
to overcome. Yeah.
Move them out two stalls. Common sense.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Renegade had a very, very rough trip, a tremendous effort to be second, beat a neck. And, John, as far as some of the others, I thought the Santa Anita Derby winner so happy with Mike Smith. Had an idyllic trip. I don't think he could have had a better trip, and you know, just no punch late.
I think the mile and a quarter was a problem for him, Mike. But there were plenty of tough trips in the race. Go watch Chief Wallaby. He absolutely got slammed in the stretch. He was making a big move. I don't know if he was going to win, but he certainly would have been a lot closer.
That was my next question, John. I was back and forth, back and forth. I finally decided that I'm just going to bet Chief Wallaby to win. And I tried to look at the race. The Derby's always a tough race to follow your horses. There's so many obstructions in the infield and so on, and with the camera cuts. But with the track feed, usually you can figure it out. But you're saying Chief Wallaby, who was adding blinkers, had anything but the best of it, huh?
He had run, Mike, and the horse that finished third, who, by the way, was a maiden, Ocelli, slammed this horse like at the 16th pole when he was in full stride. That's the good thing about today. There's a lot of negatives when you have X and Twitter and all that, but they don't miss a thing, Mike. They don't miss a thing. You can watch the drone shot and see where the winner was. He was like in another area.
Unbelievable.
And they picked up the Chief Wallaby. Even further ado got slammed as well, but not as bad as Chief Wallaby. You know, the interesting question is going to be now, is she going to come back in 2 weeks with Golden Tempo? This horse was highly regarded earlier this year until the Louisiana Derby when he threw in a dud and everybody jumped off of him. But again, she deserves a lot of credit. The horse deserves a lot of credit. And it was pretty emotional watching Irad Ortiz and Mike Rapoli afterwards. They picked that up. He was consoling. It was a terrific story. It really was.
Yeah, I missed that interaction. But Jose Ortiz, I mean, the Ortiz brothers, John, as good as they are on the track.
Friday, 8 winners on Friday between the both of them. Eight
Jose
winners.
Had 5, including the Oaks, but as good as they are between the lines, that's how good they are off the track. I mean, they're an agent's dream in every respect. They say all the right things, and I mean, they get it done out there. It's amazing.
And what's amazing is they have the same agent. So that agent had like a year's worth of winners in 2 days, you know, money-wise anyway.
I don't know if you caught Donna Barton interviewing Jose Ortiz on the track, you know, coming back, the traditional thing, and it was Donna's final Derby. One thing Jose said, she asked him if he could give any advice to young riders in Puerto Rico, which is where they are from. And one of the things he said was learn English. And John, you know how important that is for these riders in this game.
Especially when they have to talk to stewards, Mike, if there's a claim of foul.
Right.
And even to converse with owners and trainers, you certainly have an advantage if you speak the language.
Right. Well, it's going to be interesting. Would you think maybe by Wednesday, Cherie she'll have an idea? She said after the race, hey, look, the horse is going to tell us, which obviously the horse has got to come first. And the Preakness is going to be run at Laurel this year. That's going to be interesting. They got to really limit the attendance and everything. It's going to be a high roller type affair. You can bet on that. But obviously they want the Derby winner there. We'll just have to wait and see.
4,700 people, Mike. That's what they're allowing for attendance. Can you imagine 4,700 people? That's kind of light. And not only that, the distance is going to be a question from what I understand. I think they may going to run it at a mile and an eighth. I'm not quite sure. So the Belmont Stakes, which will be run at Saratoga at a mile and a quarter, and then the Preakness, which won't be run at the same distance. You know, things are changing.
And let me ask you this. On the undercard, the winner of the Pat Day Mile, can anybody beat him if he goes to the Preakness? His name is Crude Velocity, trained by Bob Baffert. I mean, he ran lights out.
he was quite a performance. He may be the best three-year-old. The question with him is obviously going to be distance. I don't think Baffert will bring him back on 2 weeks off of that effort.
Right.
He ran his eyeballs out. I mean, that was a terrific, terrific race. It really was. If I had any opinion, I would tell him to wait for the Woody Stevens and run at Saratoga. It's like a million. It's a 7-furlong race. I think it would hit him right between the eyes.
Well, hopefully Bob's listening. By the way, Cherie DeVoe wins the Derby. She was second with a highly regarded colt by the name of Englishman in that Pat Day Mile. That's a one-turn mile. It went as the eighth yesterday at Churchill. Final time, Crude Velocity, the one-turn mile, 133.87/100. John, we got to mention up top, too, what a day for Michael McCarthy. I know they were so disappointed they were not quite able to win the Kentucky Oaks on Friday. I thought a huge effort from Meaning, who ended up second with Juan Hernandez. But Michael McCarthy, we always called him Whitey. He grew up in Arcadia. He worked for many years back east for Todd Pletcher. Three graded stakes wins yesterday. Two of them at Churchill with Flavion Pratt. Stark Contrast took the $1 million American Turf, a grade one, and Yellow Card took the $600,000 Twin Spires Turf Sprint, a grade two. And then out here at Santa Anita in the Charles Whittingham, it was Mondego, ridden by Emicial Jaramillo, the grade two, $200,000 Charlie Whittingham. Whitey's in the air right now. We weren't able to get him, but what a tremendous week for him.
And he's a terrific trainer, Mike. He gives a great interview. He's very easy to root for. You know, he just seems like a real, I don't know him personally, but he just seems like a nice guy. And he really does the right thing by these horses. And I believe that he's comes from the Todd Pletcher tree.
Yep.
So, you know,
yep.
he broke in the right way. She broke in with Chad Brown. So all these trainers, you know, that branches off of the tree, like Lucas used to have and everyone else. And,
yep.
Just a terrific job and a terrific day for them.
John, I've got Brad Free on deck. I want to get to him, but the last thing I want to cover with you in hour one, then we're going to have plenty of time toward the end of the show. Everybody's talking about it. I'm driving down here this morning. I'm listening to Fox Sports Radio. They never talk about horse racing, but they were today, and they gave Cherie DeVoe her props, but they were cut short. The story for them was the bet down in the 10th race yesterday. A Japanese horse, Kentucky bred, by the name of T.O. Elvis, last ran in mid-December. Tell us about what this horse was at the gate, what he ended up, and your thoughts on it. It's unfortunate. The CAW situation once again comes into play, and it's kind of, I don't want to say overshadowing, but it shouldn't even be up on the main stage as a topic, but it is.
What we witnessed yesterday, Mike, was a disgrace. The horse was 15-1 going into the gate, 12-1 when the gate opened. He crosses the wire and he pays $13 and change. This was on one of the biggest days, if not the biggest day of racing, maybe, you know, like Breeders' Cup. And for them to be, the only good news is that they were exposed. They were exposed in front of millions of people. This wasn't a Tuesday afternoon at Parks Racetrack. This was Derby Day with millions of dollars bet. How much money does it take to drop a horse from 12-1 to 5-1?
It had to be a mountain of money, John. A mountain of money. Yeah.
Not only that, this is your first day at the track. You go to the window, you bet a 12-1 shot. You're expecting $26. You go and cash your ticket, and you get $13. You look at the guy at the window like, what are you, crazy? Where's the rest of my money? But, I mean, they just... This was blatant. They stick it in everyone's face. Something has to change. We talk about it ad nauseum, but nothing changes, and nobody seems to give a damn. But the players are waking up, and unfortunately, it's going to be the demise of this game. It really is.
John, everything you're saying is pretty much what the guys on Fox Sports Radio were saying, and they're general sports guys, but they're talking to various players. And they're talking about CAW. All the more reason, I would certainly hope that those in positions, regulatory positions, whatever, here in the state of California, that they not come with a dismissive attitude in a public forum when this topic is brought up. This is a hugely important thing to all of us.
It was going on crazy at Keeneland, and it continued into Churchill, and they just... it's like they don't care. It's like they know people are going to come back and play tomorrow, no matter how much crap they throw at you. You know, gamblers are just that. That's what they do. But it's going to get to a breaking point, and people have had enough.
I'm not done. Who do you like for hour one?
All right, Mike, let's go to Aqueduct and look at race number 12. Could you imagine they got 12 races after Derby Day? They're crazy. Anyway, 12th race today, a mile and a 16 on the turf. And I like the number 5 horse in here, broke all the rules. Rider switch today to Flavian Pratt, 4-1 on the morning line. Number 5, broke all the rules, wins today's 12th and final out at Aqueduct.
JONHARDOON.com. What's there, John?
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Light menu today, Mike. We have Aqueduct and we have Santa Anita.
Okay, listen, stay awake for your second hit toward the end of the show. I can't wait to get you back. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
And now we get to Brad Free with Daily Racing Form. What an incredible job he does day in, day out for the player. Brad, good morning. I'm sorry I'm so late getting to you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. Looking at Kentucky Derby replays all morning long and trying to determine how did the horse who finished 5th in the Kentucky Derby, I think, was best. Gannon Bourbon ran an unbelievable race, forwardly placed in a race that completely collapsed on the front end. And Gannon Bourbon, who was pressing the pace every step of the way, had a 2-length lead inside the 8th pole, and then he got run down by a bunch of closers. Gannon Bourbon ran unbelievable to finish 5th yesterday in the Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
He was the only speed horse to stick around, and he's the one I'm looking forward to watching run. You know, he's returning to Japan this coming week, according to Touchdown's publicity. Yeah, but who knows? Maybe he'll be back for, you know,
the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah. In the season. So,
it's Brad, you know, this was a horse, a perfect 3-for-3 in Japan, and in my rundown handicap in the race, my note was he had defeated 33 horses in winning those three races in Japan, and I didn't know that he ran as good as you're saying he did. Again, the Derby's, it's a tough race to really get a handle on after the fact.
Absolutely, it's tough, and it's especially tough when you're up there pressing the pace and all the front runners back up.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, the top four finishers all came from the rear half of the field. Gannon Bourbon, the only front runner pace presser to stick around with that 2-length lead inside the 8th pole. I thought he ran lights out, finished 5th by 3 lengths. And so did the runner-up, ran well as well. Renegade, he got banged around pretty good at the break.
Yes.
Honestly, I don't know how much that actually compromised him. He kind of strikes me as a horse who has kind of a doesn't-give-a-crap attitude. You want to bump me? Well, heck with you. I'm going to go ahead and run my race anyway. And that's exactly what Renegade did. Renegade, he to me has the look of a classic type of horse that's
no doubt
have a very bright future. And he, like I said, he can overcome trouble. I don't think that the trouble compromised him yesterday. I think what it did was illustrate how tough this guy is. Renegade ran terrific in defeat. And of course, Golden Tempo took advantage of ideal circumstances, a collapsing pace. And he you know, scored the upset kind of a la, you know, Rich Strike or Mind That Bird.
Mm-hmm.
Golden Tempo had better credentials than those two long shot winners, but they won it the same way, rallying from behind in a race where the pace backed up. Great job by Jose Ortiz, Cherie DeVoe, and the team of Golden Tempo to orchestrate the upset. But let's face it, conditions were absolutely ideal for his last to first victory yesterday in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah,
he was good enough to take advantage.
And the jock was good enough to take advantage of it as well. Brad, any buyer speed figures the morning after yet?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, got an email this morning from Andy Beyer, and the winner of the Kentucky Derby, Golden Tempo, earned a 95 buyer speed figure. That's the lowest speed figure that Beyer has created for the Kentucky Derby since he first began publishing these figures in 1987. So it was a low-rated Kentucky Derby. A 95 buyer for the winner. Typically, you get triple digits in the Kentucky Derby or beyond. But Golden Tempo, you know, was a slow, relatively slow race, 202 and 1. 95 buyer speed figure for Golden Tempo. The star of the day, as far as speed figures goes, the horse that you and Jonathan were talking about earlier,
Crude Velocity.
He earned a 108 buyer speed figure, winning the Churchill Downs Sprint Stakes at 7 furlongs. He defeated a good field.
Who was that, Brad? I'm sorry, I talked over you.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the sprinter, T.O. Elvis, who you guys were
yeah,
referring to
the earlier. The Japanese-based horse, yeah.
Yeah, here the 108 Buyer Speed Figure winning the Churchill Downs Stakes by more than three lengths in 120-2. A very good horse. It's unfortunate that the late bet down kind of overshadows this horse's performance, but maybe it's a good thing because people are getting sick of this, Mike, and I'm tired of it as well.
Yep.
It happened to me just the other day. I took a short price on a horse by the name of Maximum Bourbon at Churchill Downs. He was 2-1 loading into the gate. Bill D'Amato, recent acquisition, who had been training exceptionally well. So Maximum Bourbon, I said, okay, I'll take 2-1. That's normally not my price. He pops the gate, he presses the pace, he draws off and wins for fun, and the price was 4-5. So I bet him at 2-1 as they're loading into the gate, and he goes off at 4-5. The people who bet T.O. Elvis yesterday at Churchill Downs also got shafted as far as the payoffs go. And unless the racing gods, you know, can somehow fix this situation, it's going to run us straight into the ground because a lot of players, including myself, are extremely unhappy with what's going on with these late odds changes. Something has to give. And you said earlier, Mike, the dismissive attitude from some of the powers that be is really mind-boggling. For the CHRB executive vice president to refer to horse players as, quote, unhinged, that's not what we want to see. We want to be treated fairly, and right now we're not being treated fairly.
That would be Scott Chaney, Brad. We need to name him. Yeah.
Absolutely, it's Scott Chaney. Calling horse players unhinged in a public forum is despicable, and there's really no excuse.
Well, he just rolls on. There's no check. I will tell you this, Brad, on a very personal note, a little bit over a year ago on this radio show, I said this CAW situation is a cancer at the heart of our game. And I know it's not, I'll readily acknowledge, not a black and white issue. They are such a big part of our business plan now. To totally run them off, we'd be out of business in a week. But I said that, and Brad, sponsorship has evaporated. And if you look south, go down I-5, it's completely evaporated, and I have done nothing but promote the game, the product, for many, many years. I've been on air doing this show now for about 34 years, Brad, and that got me the vaudevillian hook, if you will. So there you have it.
No, I completely understand, and I haven't been in exactly the same position as you, Mike, as an entrepreneur and owner of a radio show, but I've had my hand slapped numerous times by the company that I work for writing stories that a racetrack might take offense at. I did it. It happened during the synthetic surface era. I was actually threatened with termination. It happened during this Rainbow Six jackpot scheme when I repeatedly reminded horse players what an idiotic wager this is. It's a takeout of close to 50%. It's stupid. Every time that I take a racetrack to task, I get my hand slapped. So I've basically given up as far as that goes. It's very disturbing when the racetracks and racing entities can control the media as much as they do, and it filters right into the daily racing form.
Well, anyway, Brad, we love the game. I've had a lot of success in it and I've been an owner breeder, had some bad luck, had probably way more good luck than I'm entitled to. I love the game. It's my life. Ever since I got out of baseball 40 years ago or whatever, and I love it. You see people come in. Maybe a guy with a suspect resume, he's at the top of the tree, and it's insanity. It's insanity squared, some of the decisions, the business plan, the way things are run. And I didn't mean to go off on a tangent, but it's true, Brad, and it's tough to take. It really is.
No, it's absolutely tough to take. And I'm with you, Mike. I mean, I've made a living and raised a family, you know, on a sports writer's
likewise
salary, doing something that I absolutely loved. I look back on my career and go, how in the world did I get this lucky to be able to go to the races every single day and get paid for it?
Right.
I
mean, good call. Yeah.
But at this stage of the game, Mike, we have some issues that must be resolved. Otherwise, this game is not going to be around for very much longer. And that includes the CAW situation and the late odds changes that we are accustomed to on a daily basis.
Hey, Brad, on an infinitely brighter note, can we make some money today somewhere? Santa Anita's got a 9-race card. Kurt Hoover pointed out on FanDuel yesterday, the back end of the card is solid. The pick six, really worth taking a good look at. Do you like anybody for radio?
Yeah, in race number 9, it's the last race of the day, the last race of the week. I'm fairly confident that trainer Doug O'Neill is going to win this race. He has two of them in here, the front runner Pioneer Prince and the off-the-pace runner Ajiz. I won't be at all surprised if they run 1-2. To me, it's Pioneer Prince on the front end. He's the controlling speed. A mile and 1/8 is the big challenge, and that's one reason why we might be able to get his morning line at 4-1. There's no guarantee that he can carry his speed 9 furlongs, but Pioneer Prince will be loose on the lead. He's lifted at 4-1. I think he takes these horses wire to wire. It's a $32,000 claiming race. A mile and 1/8, number 2, Pioneer Prince in race number 9.
He's Brad Free, Daily Racing Form. We'll talk soon, Brad. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. See ya.
Way late on the break, Elliot. Let's go ahead and take it. Coming back with John Lindo somewhere on I-15. Hey, we got former jockey Joe Talamo, top of the next hour. Whole lot of show. Don't go away. We are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at villaford.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting 3 Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's
Chemo's is as state grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna at Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Got to get to it. Say hello to John Lindo. I don't think he's all the way back down to Carlsbad. He was up in Vegas over the weekend for the Oaks Derby and everything else. John, good morning. Where are you?
Hey, good morning, Mike. The family truckster is in Ontario, so on our way back down. We'll be back home pretty soon. Got down through the fog through the Cajon Pass and ready to go.
Yeah. Hey John, a great Derby day. The weather not a factor. It looked a little chilly for the broadcasting crews. You know, when you're sitting there, things can get a little bit cold. But I think for the racing, it was conditions to order and a great story coming out of the Derby, really, was Cherie DeVoe getting it done. I mean, that's just absolutely huge, not only for her, but for our game.
You're right. She's done a terrific job. I know she's one of Bob Ike's favorite trainers. He likes to get a wager down, and, you know, she's had better and better horses, and she's producing with them. And, you know, now she's a Derby-winning trainer. Congratulations to Cherie. And I tell you what, you know, it might have been cool there. We were fast and firm in the South Point, and
yeah,
we had a huge amount of people. We set records as far as Kentucky Oaks Day handle there, and
nice.
Also for the Kentucky Derby Day. So they were beating numbers, and thanks, Elliot. We had people coming up while we were doing the broadcast live yesterday, listening to the show on the phone. So we had a good time. It was great to see a lot of our listeners.
Well, to me, the game was showcased very, very well. It really was at Churchill Downs throughout the week. And I got to tell you, John, I touched base yesterday with Pete Perella up at Legacy Ranch. He said it's full steam ahead. They're so, so happy with the baby's first crop on the ground now from Forbidden Kingdom, a son of 2015 Triple Crown winner American Pharoah. And you mentioned on the show yesterday, John, Clubhouse Ride, I mean, he just rolls on. They are, you know, they head up a stallion roster that's also complemented by Om, who is, to me, he's really getting traction now. Originally stood at Harris Ranch, now up at Legacy. And, you know, a lot of reasons to be positive, to be excited about where we're going. And when you talk to a guy like Pete Perella, you can't help but come away feeling good about our game, even though, you know, we readily acknowledge we got a lot of issues.
Yeah, Pete does whatever he can on so many levels to support the game. It's an easy group to root for. And, you know, you talk about Clubhouse Ride. King's Ride is in today. He's a real promising full brother to Brickyard Ride. We've seen a lot of Clubhouse Rides win the last few weeks, all kinds of different levels, all kinds of different services, all kinds of different distances. He'll get you anything.
No doubt about it. Would encourage folks, go to LegacyRanch.com, see for yourself what they have to offer. As they say, let us take you at Legacy from the breeding shed to the winner's circle. Give the office a call up there. Terry Knight's the farm manager, 209-759-3315. And, boy, I hope Steve Johnson's okay. I know he was buried there in the race book all week.
Yep. all the turmoil was done yesterday. He looked at all the numbers and said, wow, that was great. So I know they had a great time out there. Chris Andrews, the sports book man, came up and said, this is fantastic. So the people that matter over the South Point were very, very thankful for the horse players yesterday.
Well, the South Point, I'll just say this about them. They do horse racing. They get it. They take care of people. Folks, if you want to get up to the South Point and experience it for yourself, that toll-free number to call, ask for Steve Johnson, 866-780-7223. I want to get you back on the road, John. Who do you like?
He's got a race six at Santa Anita today. In the sixth race, number seven, Chasing Money. Last two times he raced for a tag, he won. He drops out of a starter allowance in for a tag today. There's speed to set him up. I look for a stocking trip. And at 7-2 in the morning line, he's a play. Race number six, number seven, Chasing Money at Santa Anita.
Okay, terrific. Hey, John, thanks so much for your time, and have a safe trip home.
You got it, Mike. Good luck today.
You bet. Right now, we'll get down Catella and say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Saw him in the winner's circle last night presenting the trophy, and kind of a lot of emotion with the widow of Blaine Schwanefelt there, part of the winning connections, and her son-in-law, Roman Figueroa, the winning trainer. Let's hear all about it. Orlando Gutierrez, good morning, and good seeing you on the Simo signal last night late.
Morning, Mike. Yeah, thank you. We ran the La Pacifica Handicap last night, and Slated to Shine was the winner. See, a little bit of an upset there, but like you mentioned, tremendous story, great connections, Mark Smith and Shirley Schwanevel. Shirley, the widow of the great Blaine Schwanevel, 92 years old. Mike, she wasn't at the track, but she was watching it from home, representing her in the winner's circle were her daughters.
Yeah.
And so happy there in the winner's circle. The first thing she said is just how great it is to have the silks of Blaine Schwanevel back in the winner's circle. That was Shauna Smith saying that. And
yeah.
She said that they purchased this mare, this filly, because it comes from the breeding line of Blaine Schwanevel, the grand dam. Was a mare that Blaine bred along with John Andrini and Ron Keller. And when they saw her in the Los Alamitos Equine Cell, they said, we have to have her because it's from our family. And sure
right.
enough, she's become a really good horse and now a stakes winner here at Los Alamitos. So a wonderful story. So happy for Shirley and the family.
Right. And listen, a week from tonight is the Robert Adair, one of the all-time great jocks there in quarter horse racing, certainly at Los Alamitos. Kindergarten Futurity a week from tonight. But talk about tonight, what's going on there at Los Alamitos, and when you get started.
We get underway at 5:40 p.m. with nine races. We have a nice carryover, $15,000 in the pick six. So the pool should be around $80,000. And we have a couple of horses that could be singles here in this sequence. In race number five, Alphabetical Order, who's our best distance horse, over the past year will be in action. Five wins in a row, has won 8 of the last 10 races here at Los Alamitos. So I'm sure a lot of players are going to be singling this horse. In our feature race, it's the Miss Princess Handicap, a grade 3, $40,000 race. In the Horse of the Year, California's Horse of the Year from 2025, Shaking Going On, her anticipated return to action. As a 3-year-old, she won this race over older mares. Now she's back to defend her title. This time as a 4-year-old, we've been waiting for her to make her comeback. We thought it was going to happen in the Virginia Highland. Instead, she had a nice ton of work to get her a little bit fitter. And now she's back, Shaking Going On in the Miss Princess. 3-5 in the morning line for Eddie Burgard. And with so many great races for the filly and mares here on Los Alamitos, it makes sense to wait for her to get her going, and this will be the first step. Looking for a repeat in the Miss Princess, race number 9.
Yeah, she's been away since taking the SoCal Derby there at Los Al on December 21st, so making her 4-year-old debut tonight for trainer Eddie Willis. Post time for the $40,000 feature tonight at Los Alamitos, 9th and final, 8:58 Pacific. How about a best bet tonight on the 9 race card, Orlando?
Tascadero, 4-1 in the morning.
Wait, Orlando, you were underwater the first paragraph, so go ahead and restate that.
Yeah. Number five, Tascadero will be my selection. 4-1 in the morning line. Edgar Pereira's up for our trainer Juan Aguilar. Had a nice effort last out April 18th, but a tough trip got bumped around, ran three wide, angled inside, and just as the horse was angling, horses in front of him kind of collapsed there, didn't have much place to go from there, but held on to second, a nice second. So I'll go with the 5, Tascadero, hoping that this time around a better trip. 4-1 on the morning line, race number 4 tonight. And again, a big carryover at Los Al, $15,000, Mike.
And again, you expect that traditional $2 pick six carryover tonight. That could get up around 90,000, right?
I think so. Again, conservatively, we have some big pulls.
Yeah.
Whenever we have carryovers on Sunday, it's such a big weekend, Mike. I know horse players will be out looking to finish up a great weekend of racing.
Orlando, thank you so much. And recharge the batteries. You're going to need your strength for tonight. Really appreciate you joining us.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Okay, folks, hit our final time out here in hour one, coming back strong with Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Big card today at Belmont at Aqueduct. And then we've got former jockey, 2007 Eclipse Award-winning apprentice jockey, and current on-air talent for FanDuel, doing a tremendous job, Joe Talamo, joining us top of the next hour. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos is our first futurity final on Sunday, May 10th. It's the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a cast of undefeated juveniles, led by fastest qualifier, Contentious, plus the unbeaten Monday Dynasty, Cyber Eyes, and Jack A. 10 top two-year-olds will face off in the kindergarten final, plus night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four and the traditional pick six. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick six pool on April 19th was nearly 140,000. And racing fans, make your reservations today for kindergarten night or for any of our daytime simulcast programs. For Bessel's Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Great tables are still available. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. Don't miss our first quarter horse futurity final, the kindergarten on Sunday, May 10th.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Listen, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to DataEel.com, that's DataEel.com, or HorseRacingSimple.com. Right now, we're going to go to New York, or maybe he's on the way there, and say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Hey, Matt, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm still in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, but on my way back to New York soon, that's for sure.
Okay, what a couple of days. What a week there at Churchill Downs, and what a story. Cherie DeVoe, a trainer that I know you've interacted with quite a bit over the past few years, she made history. I'm telling you, she does an absolutely tremendous job. What a team with her husband, David and Gordo. I know you're happy for them.
Oh, could not be more happy for Cherie. Everything she's been through in life, and she's just been such a wonderful influence on so many young women and so many people in this sport in general, regardless of sex and gender. And so a huge fan of Cherie and just so happy to see Golden Tempo get the win. And what a weekend for Jose Ortiz, who gets the Oaks Derby riding double this weekend with Always a Runner and Golden Tempo.
Absolutely amazing. I want to pass along a poll quote looking at the Pollock Report story by Chelsea Hackbarth. And, you know, Cherie, she's talking about the magnitude of this achievement, quoting, "I'm just glad that I could be a representative of all women everywhere. We can do anything we set our minds to," end quote. She's been anything but an overnight success. By her own admission, she was a wild child as a kid. Her family was in harness racing. She was able to segue to the thoroughbred game, became an assistant trainer quite a few years ago, and then she met David and Gordo, and the rest, as they say, is history, and they're going to continue to make it for a long time.
Absolutely. And, you know, the great thing about Cherie is, excuse me, she's got such a well-rounded barn. She's got great turf distance horses.
Yeah.
She's got great dirt sprinters. She's got great dirt routers. She's just got a great and complete total barn. And when you see a Cherie DeVoe horse, you know it's a Cherie DeVoe horse by the way they're turned out.
What do you think about the Derby winner? Do you think he's going to go on to the Preakness?
You know, I don't know. If I'm just handicapping it, I would say a deep closer at Pimlico on the Preakness Day is not usually something I would sign up for. I think he's probably the only one out of that race that's probably going to potentially go. Certainly, I hope they go because I hope that we, you know, in the 5 weeks up in the Belmont Stakes, the Triple Crown's on the line.
Yeah, right.
So I certainly would hope so, but understand if the Connections decide to skip and maybe focus on the Belmont as Belmont did last year with Sovereignty.
And again, the Belmont this year will be run at Saratoga, it looks like, for the final time. Matt, 12 of them today at Aqueduct. It's called Belmont at the Big A. Boy, you got a couple of good stakes late in the card. The top jocks are there today. We're seeing Johnny Velasquez, Flavion Pratt, Manny Franco, Irad Ortiz, and so on and so forth. What do you want to do for radio?
Yeah, it's a great card. I mean, you got Bishop's Bay, Antiquarian coming back. It's going to be a lot of fun, but I'm going to go to race 10, which is the Vagrancy Grade 3 Stakes on the dirt for four-year-old fillies and mares going 6.5 furlongs. And I really like the number 5, Grammy Girl, at 4-1 on the morning line for Safi Joseph Jr., Javier Castellano up on the mound. I think this race sets up really well for her. She can track right off the pace. She's really turned into a bit of a winning machine these last few times out. She's second back from a little bit of a layoff. Distance shouldn't be an issue at all. And she's been going up against really solid competition the last several times out. She can run off LASIK. She proved that the last couple of times. And I just think second back from the layoff on a tracking trip, she can sit behind some of the early speed, and I think the 6.5 is going to hit her right between the eyes. So, big fan of Grammy Girl at 4-1 for Safi Joseph in the Vagrancy.
With Javier Castellano, post time for race 10, the Vagrancy, at 5:48 Eastern. Matt, thank you so much. Before we say goodbye, how do we get signed up for Naira Bets?
Absolutely. Go to NairaBets.com or download Naira Bets on your mobile device, and you can use the sign-up codes that we have, bonus 200, et cetera, and we have great promotions every single day at tracks across the country.
Matt, thanks so much. Safe travels.
Thanks so much.
Folks, thank you for listening. 1 hour to go. We'll step aside, coming back strong with Cousin Joe, former jockey Joe Talamo. He'll be joining us from Louisville.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos is our first Futurity final on Sunday, May 10th. It's the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a cast of undefeated juveniles, led by fastest qualifier, Contentious, plus the unbeaten Monday Dynasty, Cyber Eyes, and Jack A. 10 top two-year-olds will face off in the kindergarten final, plus night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four and the traditional pick six. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick six pool on April 19th was nearly 140,000. And racing fans, make your reservations today for kindergarten night or for any of our daytime simulcast programs. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Great tables are still available. Or join us at Burgart's Sports Bar. Don't miss our first Quarter Horse Futurity Final, the kindergarten on Sunday, May 10th.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the San Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. We're going to try and get a whole lot of satisfaction here before the top of the hour. Joining us right now, a guy I've known for many years, one of the outstanding riders in America for a good many years, Eclipse Champion apprentice jockey back in 2007, and now, in my opinion, a stalwart on air for FanDuel. Unfortunately, FanDuel... as you know, folks, they're going to be going away. We're going to find out where Joe Talamo's going, hopefully not too far. Joe, good morning. How you doing?
Mike, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. And, boy, at least you didn't have to go hop on an airplane. You had the good common sense to buy a house there in Louisville some years back, so it makes it easy, huh?
It's perfect. I did some this morning I hadn't done in a while, though. Me and my good friend Kenan LaRose, who took over from Tom Amos, who retired, I went to the backside and helped him move some straw hay weapons to a couple stalls on the other side. So I was actually working this morning.
Well, good. You got your appetite picked up and everything like that. I got to say, Joe, watching you back there at Churchill this week and Mike Joyce getting a little edgy at times had me laughing. No, seriously, I think a part of it is with you guys – you know, FanDuel's going away. It's really sad. We're never going to be able to fully replicate, I mean, this game, our game, the window that we have to the world now. And I could tell that was a factor, I think, anyway, with you guys. Hey, let's just have fun. Let's do this. Talk about it, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, me and Simon, I don't know if people saw, we kind of got the giggles for a little bit, which is funny.
I did indeed. There was a lot going on during the commercial breaks, obviously.
Yeah. I forget what it was, too, but Mike had us rolling, and every time me and Simon would look at each other, we just couldn't even speak. Oh, my God. That was funny. But, yeah, it's bittersweet. I mean, that Derby breakfast show, I mean, that was only my second time doing it, and unfortunately the last.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just fun. Ever since I started with FanDuel the last year, I never even called it work. I'm talking about a game that I absolutely love and passionate about. I mean, there's really nothing to work about it. It's truly fun just to, especially explain people to, you know, obviously, you know, really sharp handicappers and race trackers, they kind of know everything, but just, you know, to the average fan who watches every now and then, that's what I was really loved about it, just to kind of explain things, especially from a jockey's point of view.
And you made it fun to me. That's such a huge key. I enjoyed a couple of the interviews you did. They were taped, Johnny Velasquez, Mike Smith, and so on. I talked about the Ortiz brothers in hour one, and who couldn't talk about them? I think combined they had 8 winners on Oaks Day, and of course Jose had the Oaks Derby double. Talk about these two jocks. I've talked to Ray Sabil a lot. He says, you know, they just don't seem to make mistakes. We know they do. Everybody does. But there is good, in my opinion, Joe, off the track. In other words, in how they present themselves and everything else, as they are once the gate opens out there and adjusting to everything race by race. But from your vantage point, I mean, how good are these guys?
I mean, they're good and not slowing down. And people ask me all the time, oh, who's better, Jose or Irad? I mean, it's 1 and 1A. I mean, on any given day, you put them on any horse, they're going to, you know, beat each other. And I think from an advantage they have, they make each other better. I remember years ago when they were kind of just starting out, I shipped into New York a couple times, and I had the same valet as them. And after every race, whether they won or lost, they would tell each other what mistakes they made. And it's almost like they make themselves better. And even today, they're still like that. They want to get better. They want to improve, which is scary because it makes you think how much more improvement do they have.
I got to cut in. They're talking to each other as they're watching the replay in the jocks room, right?
Yes, correct. So, I mean, their mindset is, how can I get better? Their mindset isn't, oh, I've made it, which is, it's almost Tom Brady-like, you know? And even on the side, Flavien Prat, I remember when he won his first Eclipse Award, he said, I still have improvement to make, which is absolutely crazy. But that's a champion's mindset.
They are driven. They're driven, Joe. Yeah.
Which is crazy because, I mean, they've accomplished so much, but I mean, there's truly no ceiling with that champion mindset.
Hey, Joe, I can't help it. As you're talking, I'm thinking back, going back a number of years at Del Mar. As you know, you had a great agent, Sky DeMcClellan. You guys won an Eclipse together. He's got you on the right horses, a lot of chalk. We had a synthetic racetrack. How frustrating was that period of your career, Joe Talamone? I don't mean nobody likes to make excuses. I never have heard you make excuses. But you got a horse that you know worked in, let's say, 12-2 and within himself, going 3/4. He's in a week later, and it's just not the same. The racetrack in the afternoon is loose. Copy. They ran the Pacific Classic down there 1 year, I think, in 2008, or maybe even worse. How frustrating was that for you, Joe?
You know, that's a great question, Mike. I actually never really thought about that. It could be. I mean, I guess, looking back at the time, I mean, I guess you just take what you can get, and that's it, you know. I will say, I do remember the Hollywood Park and Santa Anita synthetics. It's almost like they mixed sand or dirt in them, and then they started to get quick. But I remember you're right, for a period of time, The one in Del Mar was so weird because horses in the morning when it was cooler, they would skip over, and then in the afternoon when it got hot, it was so loose. And to your point, it was a totally different racetrack, and some horses either loved it or hated it. And you're right, it was very frustrating because it made you kind of scratch your head. Some horses would skip over, and in the morning and afternoon, they were a totally different animal.
I know. And so, Joe, in your case, I mean, Scotty had you on. That's his job. Had you on a lot of chalk, and those horses, those horses, some of them didn't run like chalk. And you hate to make excuses, but you can't help it because the surface wasn't the same as it was in the morning.
Yeah, and I feel like Turfway Park's like that too, and that's why you see so many big prices and payouts there. Some horses love it, some horses hate it, and you truly don't know until those gates open in the afternoon.
All right, sorry I took you into the ditch there. Let's get back to Churchill Downs and the job you did on the set with FanDuel all week long. Who was the most impressive three-year-old yesterday at Churchill, in your opinion, Joe Talamo?
I mean, it's hard to take anything away from Golden Tempo, but, boy, Bob's horse, who won the Pathé Mile, that was
Crude Velocity.
Crude Velocity. Oh, my gosh. That was very, very impressive. I think that final time was, what, 133 and change? I don't know what.
133 and four. Here were the splits,
yeah.
Joe. An Englishman, Cherie DeVoe's horse, ran a huge second. The splits were 22, 44, and 1. Three quarters in 108 flat, 120 and 3, and again the one turn mile, the Pathé Mile, 133 and 4. In only his third career start, unbeaten now, all three of them with Florent Garou, trained by Bob Baffert.
Yeah, that was an epic performance. It wouldn't shock me if he tries to come back in the Preakness or something like that with a performance like that. Now, saying that, I'm sure that race knocked him out, but I'm curious to see where he ends up next because, boy, that was a heck of a performance.
Joe, if he ate up last night and everything's cold from the knees down and he's acting good, I don't know who's going to beat him in the Preakness if they go. That's a big if. We'll have to wait and see, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, he's never gone two turns before, but I mean, his stalking style with speed, I mean, that's Bob's bread and butter to get a horse like that to go two turns.
No doubt about it. I want to fast forward over to the 10th. As you know, we had a huge late odd shift, and it's always center stage when it's the horse that wins, but T.O. Elvis, I mean, he ran to that late betting. Coming in from Japan, we understand he's going to be heading back home, and that's too bad. Love to see him stay here, but you'd have to think there's a good chance he'd be coming back for the Breeders' Cup at Keeneland. But your thoughts on the way the Japanese-based T.O. Elvis ran yesterday? Huge effort going 7/8 in that Grade 1 Churchill Downs, $1 million pot.
Yeah, I mean, that was a freakish effort to do it like that. I mean, that was a pretty good field he did that too. It's not like it was a weak field or anything, but I think not only his performance, I was so shocked that 30-1 morning line went off 5-1. I'm trying to think back in recent memory of an odd shift like that. That was insane.
It really was, Joe. Apparently he was 12 when they left the gate. And, I mean, that was, we see it, as you know, we saw it at Keeneland, the late CAW money. I want to ask you about the Derby, Joe. And to me, one of the toughest things for players, and I think guys in your position as well, you've got the track feed available to you there, you know, when you're on the set. But to me, you got to keep watching the race over and over to really try and figure out what happened to certain horses. But just your thoughts on the way the race was run. A lot was made of the post position with Renegade. I thought he broke good, and then, man, he took the worst of it. But he came running, and he ran too good to lose, I thought. But your thoughts on just the way everybody did.
Yeah, he really did. I mean, I think the pace definitely set up. We thought it was going to be a lively pace, and obviously it was. But I tell you what, I just give a lot of credit to Golden Temp. I mean, to come from that far back, and I mean, I was totally wrong about him. I loved quite a few horses, but I thought the weaker group going into the Derby was going through New Orleans, and numbers wise, they were. I do feel like they, you know, by the speed figure-wise, ran a little bit less than, you know, say, Florida or Arkansas. But, boy, he put it all together in a big way. He won the LeCompte down there in only his second start. But
right.
The other two, the Risen Star, Louisiana Derby, it looked like he just never had that extra gear. But, boy, he sure had it in the right race to do it. And hats off to Cherie DeVoe. I mean, the first female trainer ever to win the Derby. I mean, she's got to be on absolute cloud nine right now.
Paid $48.24, but Joe, along with that, the two, let's face it, kind of lackluster efforts in his most recent, the Risen Star going a mile and one-eighth, and then the longest Derby prep in America at a mile and 3/16, the Louisiana Derby's third bit of length. But that jock stuck with the horse. I know it's easy after the fact, but you see it now, it kind of jumps out. Well, Jose must feel like there's quite a little bit more than what he showed in New Orleans.
And you know, he did say something in an interview earlier this week that I think helped him win. He said he did try to keep him a little bit closer in a Louisiana Derby, and it might have taken away from his kick. So he said, in the Kentucky Derby, I'm just going to let him lay back and hopefully have that kick. And I think the ride said it all, because then you have to be pretty brave to come from that far back in a Derby. I mean, when you watch the replay,
Joe, that far back, he was
on it. That's when I watched the replay again and again last night. I was still so shocked. It was almost like mind that bird, like how far back he was. You know, horses, it's so hard for him to make huge runs like that. But and I think that's the fact, he knew that horse so well. He's ridden him in all of his career starts when he broke his maiden. So I think that's key, too. When you know a horse like that and you know, you might have kept him a little too close to take away from his kick. I mean, that's key.
Right. But, I mean, who could ever envision he'd have that kind of kick from that far back? Anyway, it's a tremendous story on several levels, no doubt about that. Joe, you addressed the issue of adrenaline on the set yesterday, on the FanDuel set, and I
couldn't think of it the day before.
But you got to have it. That does sustain you on these kind of days. And then, man, when it's over and maybe you have a cocktail, or in Joyce's case, one of those awful cigars of his, man, it's kind of tough to walk to the car sometimes. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, I've had so many good days and I've had so many bad days. And it's true. I think back to Hollywood Park and Del Mar a couple times. I won five in one day, and it was truly adrenaline. Once you win one, you feel like you could win two.
Right.
Once you win that second one, you just float around there. And I think that's why when you see so many riders have multiple win days, it's not always on the favorite. You'll see them pay prices and stuff like that, and that's what it is. That momentum and adrenaline just truly carry you.
I want to ask you about one guy. Now, Mike Smith, I thought, had a perfect trip. I'm so happy, the Santa Anita Derby winner. He didn't have the kick necessary at a mile and a quarter. But I want to ask you about Johnny Velasquez. He's coming off one of the greatest years of his incredible Hall of Fame career. You interviewed him yesterday, well in advance of the Derby. From your perspective, Joe, what makes Johnny Velasquez great?
I mean, it's unbelievable. He's 54, riding as better as ever. And I think the experience that he's had, I mean, just think about how many years he's been riding. He's 54. He started at 16.
Yeah.
He's been in every position possible in a race, if you think about it. He's had any, you know, I think about like a playbook for a football player. He knows every playbook of every team. You know what I mean? So he knows what decision not to make when he's in a certain position on a turf, dirt, sprinting, long. And that's what it is. I feel like look, everybody's going to make mistakes. I don't care how good or great you are, but I feel like he's, as of this point in his career, just from experience, he's making the least amount of mistakes right now. And he just puts his horses in just such great positions. I mean, yes, he can win on the lead. Yes, he can come from behind. But in my opinion, when he's in a stalking trip, I don't know if there's anyone better. His timing is just impeccable. He knows, you know, if the pace is hot, he knows not to move too soon, or if it's real slow, he knows to, you know, kind of lap on a horse. I think that experience in riding at such a high level for years is just absolute key to him. And he's not slowing down at all, which is which is insane. And Mike, too. I mean, Mike Smith's going to be 60 years old.
I know.
And he just rode in the Kentucky Derby. And physically, I mean, he looks like he's 38. I mean, I don't know if you could think of another sport where you could argue someone's still in their prime at 60 years old and 54 for Johnny.
You know, Jerry Bailey pointed out something yesterday on NBC regarding Mike Smith, and he's so incredibly fit. He had a terrible back injury, as you know, Joe. Back, I think, it was the early mid-90s. And Jerry said, in simple terms, he said, ever since then, he became a gym rat. He realized that you got to take care of things. You got to maintain the flexibility, the core strength, everything else. And the results pretty much speak for themselves. Joe, really enjoy your work on air with FanDuel. I got to put you on the spot, though. I know you have a great time doing it, but what about life after FanDuel? What kind of options are you looking at? Can you talk about it?
That's a good question, Mike. I actually haven't thought about it too much. I mean, I would love to.
Well, I know Elizabeth has asked you. She got the checkbook out and said, "Hey, look, we better be doing something here. Come on."
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, everything's kind of on the table. I mean, I would love to keep doing this in some capacity. Not sure what network. I think all the tracks as well, they're kind of waiting to see what's happening. You know, I mean, I don't know if we'll ever see another true, you know, TVG like horse racing network that covers it in such in depth.
And is available to the general public on so many cable systems. Yeah, Joe, you're right. You know,
so it's going to be interesting. I mean, I just don't know if we'll ever anything like that again, but yeah I mean, I would love to keep doing this in some capacity with another network, and then I mean, possible comeback. I mean weight wise I'm still 116. I haven't gained a pound. I'm still very fit, so kind of maybe mulling that, so we'll see. But I tell you what, you'll be one of the first to know, Mike, when I do figure it out.
Well, that's good, Joe, because I've done the research, and I can't find any official retirement announcement for jockey Joe Talamo. So it'll be a comeback. We'll call it a hiatus, but that's interesting, Joe. I mean, to me, it's something you got a very viable option there. I'd look forward to it.
Yeah, and I mean, I do miss it. It's funny. I was kind of mulling maybe just riding one or two here and there coming up while still working for FanDuel, so that might be expedited. But yeah, we'll see. But yeah, fortunately, it's funny, when I quit riding, I always thought I would put on weight, but I guess I'm just naturally light, which is every jockey's journey.
That means you're blessed, Cousin Joe. That's what that means.
That's true.
Joe, thanks for your time. And again, really, really enjoy the work. What's your next assignment looking at FanDuel for the coming week?
Yes, I'm still I will be at Churchill Downs through June 30th. So June 30th is pretty much the end date for 90% of us. And then I think the West Coast guys, they're going to stay on until November 30th. But, so June 30th will be my last day. I'll be at Churchill, and then I'll be covering Preakness as well. I'll be on site there.
At Laurel. Hey, Joe, thanks so much for your time, man, and all the best to you, Elizabeth, the family. How old is your oldest now?
9 and a half and 8.
Wow.
And that it's not saying much, but they're almost as tall as me.
Joe, thanks so much. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
You bet. Joe Talamo with us from Louisville, Kentucky. And now we get up to Santa Anita and say hello to Andy Harrington, private clocker, on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning. The day after the Derby. How are you?
Excellent. Yeah, fantastic. It was a great day. I think it was good all around. The Derby was exciting. Cruise Velocity came out and ran the race. We thought
over him. Did you bet him to win, Andy?
No, I didn't. I just watched the race.
Boy, $7 looking pretty fat this morning, huh?
It was kind of amazing. He was only about 3/5 of a second off the track record, which is kind of incredible for a 3-year-old in May. Obviously, the sky's the limit with him. He's like I said, I have him kind of in my head, similar to Nysos, where you see them on a track and you think they're really nice horses, but they're not behemoths or anything like that. But when they move, man, oh, man, there isn't any wasted motion. They just float over the surface. And
yeah.
He was going away from that horse late. God, it was an amazing, amazing effort.
And that was a good horse, Englishman. Going to be interesting to see where Crude Velocity ends up next. We've talked a lot about Irad Ortiz, particularly his brother, Jose Ortiz. There's a guy named Kazushi Kimura. All he did was win four races yesterday at Santa Anita. And Amicio Jaramillo, he just rolls on. He took the featured Charlie Whittingham for Michael McCarthy. So everything's copacetic here on the home front. Andy, do you have a best bet at Santa Anita today?
Absolutely. And speaking of Mr. Kimura, he is the rider on my horse that I like in the fifth race. Vladimir Sarin's barn isn't doing anything wrong lately, and the six horse in here is trained fantastic for him. Romantic Ride. They cut back to one turn, which I think is a key here. He had a kind of an odd wide trip last time. Two really nice drills, one with Kimura up. So we're going to go and 5-2. It's not the world, but at least it's something. There is a full brother to Brickyard Ride inside of him, so he might get a lot of attention, and he's even money in the line. So we might get all 5-2. So in the fifth race, number six, Romantic Ride is our choice.
Interesting. 5-2, and I think you'll get it. King's Ride, the California-bred full brother to the multiple graded stakes winner, Brickyard Ride, going to get a lot of notice. He's even money on the morning line, but you like Romantic Ride cutting back from a mile on the turf to three quarters here on dirt. He's still eligible for this condition due to the fact there's a change in surface, and owned by great supporters of the show, Holly and David Wilson, owners of David Wilson's Toyota of Orange and so much more, as you know, Andy. Post time for race five going to be 3:03 Pacific. Tell us about nationalturf.com and your stuff.
Yeah, just go to nationalturf.com. You got a scouting report on all the horses that are on the card at Santa Anita on any given day. So I've given you some grades, good, bad, and kind of in between. So nationalturf.com for that kind of report that will hopefully give you a little more info to take to the track.
Andy, I'll see you in a couple of days up there at the track. Thank you so much for your time.
Sounds good.
Appreciate it. Hey, before we break, folks, listen, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the data eel. Data eel is quite simply horse racing simplified. The data eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use data eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The data eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com. That's dataeel.com or horseracingsimple.com. Hot handicapper Bruce Finkelstein next up from Las Vegas. Don't go away.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Back, hour two, Thurman, Los Angeles. My sincere thanks to Elliot Kams, who's handling things in here, subbing for Chris Monreal. I want to get Elliot on air here real quick. He is not a quote-unquote horse racing guy. Just happened to go in and commiserate during the commercial break. I listened to him, don't get me wrong. But he was telling me he landed on the Derby winner, and I want to hear him to kind of share with the audience how that happened. I believe $48 and change was the mutual on the Derby winner yesterday, Elliot, but how did you land there?
So, I don't know if you can hear me. Okay,
I
there
can
we go.
Now, yeah.
Okay, so me and some friends, I got a handful of buddies that are out in Vegas right now, and so we were thinking, it's Derby Day. You got to participate in a little Derby action,
well, yeah.
Right? Naturally. And it's always a special holiday with my friends because we used to throw a bunch of them back in our hometown of Fresno, California. One of our friends, she did equestrian. And so she follows horses, but we need to go to the source. We got to go to the experts here. So we reached out to her, and she said, yeah, Commandment looks great. You know, Great White, one of the biggest horses we've ever seen.
Yeah.
But then she said, but there's something about Golden Tempo you should look into.
Really?
All of the races she's watched of Golden Tempo, it always kind of bags in the back and then makes a dash towards the end. So who doesn't love a comeback story, right?
Yeah.
So I said, as a team, you know, let's put in a little money together. $20, right?
Yeah, what'd you bet for her?
I don't know how much she did. I just know how much I did. You
Elliot,
know? And so,
congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
You cashed. That's more than a lot of us can say.
Great job. I can't tell you how high I jumped after I won.
All right. All right, let's get up to Las Vegas as advertised and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, great to have you aboard, and congrats. A nice winner at Churchill last week on air here with his Golden Afternoon, paid $4.42. And then you had three winners yesterday with John Lindo on air. At Churchill Downs, you had Crude Velocity. I mistakenly said he paid $7, $5.14. You also had Rhetorical at $5.92. And you had Pure Chaos Race 5 here at Santa Anita at $7.20. So well done, Bruce.
Thanks, Mike. A lot of singles to right field, but we'll take them.
Hey, just ask the Angels last night. They got a single off the end of the bat to finally win one in the bottom of the 10th. It's a line drive in the box score. It's what exactly. You do at the bank that counts, right?
Exactly. You know, it's funny because you're talking about the CAWs, and that's obviously an issue with the bet downs. But I'm going to take also, in addition to the CAWs, you saw it with my winner at Churchill last week was 9-2. On the morning line, there's some bad morning lines out there too, Mike, and the public reacts or even overreacts to bad morning lines. You saw it last week with my 9-2 shot that paid $4 and change. The Japanese horse, look, I know there was a serious bet or two to get him down. Mike, he shouldn't have been 30-1 on the morning line.
Right.
That's all I can say. He was spectacular in his last win at Japan. It's almost like the morning line maker doesn't look into stuff and put him out there at 30-1. That attracts attention. He should have been probably in the 10-12-1 range. That would have made more sense. Probably wouldn't have attracted as much attention. Maybe he still gets bet down.
Yeah.
But I think the art of morning line maker is bad art these days, of morning line making. And I think that's partially responsible also for some of these bet downs.
Well, that could be a factor as well. And the horse we're talking about, again, is T.O. Elvis. And that was the 10th race yesterday at Churchill. Bruce, I don't want to belabor it too much, but I mentioned in hour one, driving down here this morning, I'm listening to Fox Sports Radio, and the T.O. Elvis bet down was head-and-head and maybe a neck in front of the Cherie DeVoe story, which is a massively great story for our business. And on that kind of a stage, people notice, and this thing that's going on, man, it's just the image of it. The optics are not good.
You bring it up. There's a couple of different arguments back and forth. What I would like to know is where did that money come from yesterday? They don't have to name specifically who the CAW player is. But once in a while, can a racetrack tell us where that money came from?
Yeah.
That would help.
You know, I talked to Mark Ratzke at Los Alamitos before I did the show today, and he thought, you know, it could have been a lot of Japanese money. That's true. Yep. It could have been. Boy, to come that late, wow, you know.
The handling big Japanese race days dwarfs our handle. So it could have been big money. Maybe it was. It would be nice to know. Why are we
100%.
Doing this thing? Such a secret. Let's, at least tell the public where the money's coming from. That's what bothers me. It's so secretive, and it shouldn't be.
All right, Bruce, we got to get to it because I got to give Hardoon a wide berth on the back end here. you got a couple of radio plays.
John, by the way, saw John for the first time. Probably we were talking about it. Probably seen him in 25 years. We had dinner together with Bob Ike and John Lindo. Boy, what a great time we had last night.
Glad to hear it. Let's make some money.
Let's go to John's neck of the woods. Good card at Belmont at the Aqueduct today. I'm going to go to one of the featured races, the license fee, the 11th race. What's key about this race is it's non-graded for my play. It's a dropping class for the number six horse, Love Severe. She came off a layoff, went to Keeneland in a grade two. She had never run at that high a level. The winner was an impressive winner for Zaffy Joseph in our time. She didn't run great, but she needed the race. Now she gets back to her favorite haunts, Aqueduct. Mike, three starts, three wins here, dropping from a grade two in against just an overnight stakes field. She should be good to go second off the bench. Race 11, the 6th, Love Sevier at 4-1 on the morning line.
Okay, and then nine of them today at Santa Anita feature race. It's no longer graded the listed Santa Barbara. By the way, we've got a couple of California breds in here. The 9-5 morning line favorite is Hey Jesse for Sean McCarthy. But Kurt Hoover was talking yesterday late on FanDuel. The back end of the card, there's some good betting opportunities today at Santa Anita. Where do you want to go for radio?
Yeah, and I agree with that, but I do like a play early in the day. There is a play I do like. Let's go to the second race. These are maiden 32,000 claimers. Really like the rail horse, my man Joe Rolden. This horse actually, Mike, I've seen him twice on XBTV in the workouts. Prior to the debut, worked very well despite bobbling at the gate. Tried a salty, straight maiden cowbred, and he showed, you know, some run to about the quarter pole. He finished a distant fourth against far better. He's been gelded since the race. He worked well again against an older horse on April 17. He's adding Lasix. He's dropping, shortening up to 5.5. He should be much more effective today. Race 2-1, my man Joe Roldan at 5-1 on the morning line.
Post time for race 2 at 1:30. What's up at betonbruce.com?
Two racetracks today. Santa Anita full card with the last five races, I believe it's six races, at Aqueduct today with audio, and then best bets today at Santa Anita. And I agree, I like that late pick three today at Santa Anita.
Terrific. Hey, Bruce, have a great day. Thank you.
Take care, man.
Appreciate it. And we'll go to Bob Mazursky now to wrap up this segment, catch all of his selection, his graded handicap, and Bob's own morning line in all the Southern California News Group papers each racing day. Bob, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. Did you cash in the Derby?
I did not. I'm glad the horse won. It's a nice story and everything, and she's obviously a very, very good trainer, has been for a while, and it's a great ride by Jose Ortiz, but no, yeah. I was just wrong, and, you know, we'll see what happens going on, but I do think the best three-year-old that ran yesterday was the Baffert horse that won Crude Velocity.
That won the Pad Day Mile.
Yeah.
All right, we'll bring it forward to today. Nine of them at Santa Anita. We get underway at 1 o'clock.
I'm going to go to the eighth race today at the Cowbred Maiden Claimer for 12-5. I like the horse coming in from Arizona, Silicon Native. I thought he ran very well first time out over there. Blaine Wright brings him over here, puts on blinkers. I think he's well spotted at this level. He's listed at 12-1 on the morning line. I think that's a pipe dream, but I do think he'll be at least 3 or 4-1. So I'll go to number 5, Silicon Native, in race 8.
We'll smoke that pipe dream. Number 5, Silicon Native in race 8. Going to be Bob's best bet of the day. Hey, Bob, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Okay, Mike, you too. Take care.
Appreciate it. We'll step aside one final time, coming back strong, heading to South Florida, check in with Toby Callett, and then take two from Jonathan Hardoon. He's got a lot on his mind. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos is our first futurity final on Sunday, May 10th. It's the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a cast of undefeated juveniles, led by fastest qualifier, Contentious, plus the unbeaten Monday Dynasty, Cyber Eyes, and Jack A. 10 top two-year-olds will face off in the kindergarten final. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four and the traditional pick six. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick six pool on April 19th was nearly 140,000. And racing fans, make your reservations today for kindergarten night or for any of our daytime simulcast programs. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Great tables are still available. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss our first Quarter Horse Futurity Final, the kindergarten on Sunday, May 10th.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, folks, if you get over to the Derby Room, and I sure hope you do at Fairplex Park, you'll see what myself, Bob Ike, and so many others see every single racing day, and that is an absolutely well-managed facility, a great food and beverage menu. They keep it tight. The place is managed that way as well. Their audio-visual presentation, outstanding because they are on it. Free parking and admission every single race day at the Derby Room there at Fairplex Park. And then if you happen to be a little bit hungry, leaving out of there, you're going home, a great stop would be Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. As we often say, they're right off the southwest corner of D Street and Foothill, behind In-N-Out, right next to Stater Brothers. As Doug O'Neill likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Now we go to Toby's Turf Club somewhere there in South Florida, not far from Gulfstream Park, and say hello to Toby Callett. Hey, Toby, good morning.
I hate to correct you, Mike. Good morning. But I'm 57 miles away. I'm in a whole different county, but not far.
That's not far.
Closer than Arcadia, anyhow.
57 miles in Uber right now, that's about $380. Not bad, huh?
Okay. No, that's sounds like magnetized range. Well, I heard you say that you need a wide berth for Dr. Hardoon, and we're going to give him plenty of time. I'll take you to the eighth race at Gulfstream, maiden specials, going a mile and a 16th on a sloppy main track. I like the 5 Treasured Times, along with the 6 Bon Vivant, the 1 Tap This Way, and the 2 50 Shades of Pink. 5, 6, 1, 2. How do you do, Mr. Woman?
And that's in race 8 at Gulfstream Park today. Post time for the 8th listed at 4:35 Eastern time. One quick question. You mentioned sloppy to start off. We see the track at Churchill year in, year out. It can be sloppy, and before long it's fast. What's the situation typically there at Gulfstream?
Well, Churchill has a really advanced drainage system, especially for their grass course. I heard John Hardoon mentioned that how things have firmed up so quickly after rains. I've literally been in vehicles driving under the racetrack, going back over to the backside years and years. I'm talking 25 years
at Churchill.
At Churchill.
Yeah, likewise.
They have a system that is really good. Gulfstream, they sort of slapped one in when they realized that the turf course was above the main track back when before they put that in. And believe me, that was a quick slap job, shall we say. The inside, they had to put the cones up, or the dogs as we know it, because the inside got so bad with the water draining off the elevated turf course. It's all got to do with the, how many dollars you want to spend and what kind of real workmanship you want to put into it.
Toby, thank you for that. Once again, he says race 8, make it 5-6-1-2. Thanks so much, Toby. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, take two now with Jonathan Hardoon, not from upstate New York. He's still in Las Vegas. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike. By the way, a terrific interview with Joe Talamo. He does a podcast with his wife, Elizabeth, and anyone that gets a chance, go watch it. It's really terrific. They do a great job. And he's really turned into a pretty good guy on TVG. He's enjoyable. You get an inside view from him.
Yeah.
And I personally enjoy listening to him.
I do, too. I didn't say this to Joe, but he's probably not. Every now and again, he hits a high note, but that's good. You know, he's real. And I was glad to hear him say he's actually maybe contemplating breaking out the jock boots at some point in the future. As he said, FanDuel, for those guys, it goes away at the end of June.
Yeah, it's sad to see them go, and I don't know how they or who's going to replace them, but somebody has to. By the way, Mike, there's a really interesting thing about this derby that's flying under the radar. Nobody mentioned it yet, but I'll be the first to do it. Everybody was going crazy with all the vet scratches they had last week and every day, yeah, really, at Keelan and Churchill. And there were two horses that were on their radar, and the vets were on top of these two horses. They had quarter cracks. One was Renegade, and who was the other? The winner of the Derby. So the vets were watching these horses, and they were looking for any excuse to scratch them. Guess what happened, Mike? They ran 1-2. So it shows you.
Wow.
Too much vets, yeah, too much vet involvement. And Pletcher made it a point to say that this horse won the Keelan race wearing the exact same shoes last time that he'll be wearing yesterday. And, you know, he
the
got
three-quarter
out in
front
of shoe
it. Is what they call,
yes,
it. Yeah.
So he got out in front of it.
Good
to
move.
Make sure.
Yeah, good move.
Yeah, it was a brilliant move. And
yeah,
turns out the two horses that they were paying the most attention to run 1-2. So for everybody that thinks they do such a great job, guess what? The trainers know a little better.
Well, there's no doubt, and you've said it a lot, and I have as well. And one quote now, Kenny McPeak came out late with a video of his blacksmith. They scratched right to party. He's popping an abscess, apparently, and the blacksmith pointed that out, a video I saw on X. But, you know, Kenny's saying a lot these days. One of his quotes is, we're operating in an age of analysis paralysis. And that's to your point, John. You get too many people looking at it, and you're eventually going to have some guy who wants to prove how smart he is. Well, you people don't see what I see, and I see right this or that, and I know that we're not, this horse isn't going to run. And here in California, if one guy says no, I'm generalizing, that's it. There's no counterbalance, and it. I've said this before, John. It's unsustainable, this approach. It is unsustainable.
It's unfair to the trainers, it's unfair to the owners, and it's unfair to the players, Mike. I mean, these trainers live with these horses 24/7. I say it all the time. They know, yep, everything about them. A guy shows up that knows nothing about them, sees them for 15 minutes, and they're willing to scratch them. Well, it costs everybody an awful lot of money. People that go to the Kentucky Derby, they bring fans and people with them and everything else, and then they're forced to scratch after putting up all that money. It's a shame, and, you know, you got to find a happy medium. You can't have guys just taking over the game, and unfortunately,
it's a good way to put it. That's a guys and gals, yeah. So
yes, guys and gals.
Thank you very much. Anyway, John, there's a horse we haven't talked about yet. He was one of the top three-year-olds of last year. He was trained by soon-to-be Hall of Famer and the deceased, tragically, John Sheriffs now, who became famous with the Great Zenyatta. I'm talking about Baeza, name for the Hall of Fame retired jockey. Baeza made his first start ever for Billy Mott. Hadn't run since the Breeders' Cup Classic in the Alice Sheba on Friday, Kentucky Oaks Day. And, boy, Junior Alvarado was very upset after the race. It looked like, and it's one of these things, the horse might have been just drawn back a little bit, and the guy handling him, he had a hold of him for a little bit too long as the gate opened. It's a tough call for the stewards. There's a lot of money on the line. But, John, I know you thought the horse should have been declared a non-starter.
Absolutely, Mike. The players got totally screwed again. And again, we were talking about in the first hour, where everything is on camera these days. You can't get away with anything. It's all over X. You see the assistant starter holding the horse when the gate
And I want to say there was absolutely nothing nefarious. It's just a mistake. You know, I mean.
Yeah, no, it happened. Yeah. Listen, but at least do the right thing. Declare the horse a non-starter. Protect the public. The horse went off 2-1. How much money was bet on him? The horse had no shot, and he ran an amazing race.
He did.
He breaks with the field. He wins for fun. He wins for fun. And what happens? You get to rip up your tickets. And again, they move on, and nobody is protecting the players. Nobody.
I gave you a wide berth, but it's narrowed considerably. I'm being told we got to go. Who do you like at Santa Anita?
Sixth race today, number 4, Bluegrass Go-Go. Ran too close last time out, came back just on a week. Now he's got more time off. Antonio Frasu aboard to ride, 5-1 on the morning line. Number 4, Bluegrass Go-Go, wins today's sixth race.
JONHARDWN.com. What's there, John?
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25 today. Aqueduct, Santa Anita, only races up.
We'll talk next week. Adios. Thanks so much, John. Folks, thanks for listening. We're out.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.